Test, test, 1, 2, 3.
Test, test.
Test, test.
Oh, we only have 4 microphones, but there are only 5 of us here.
I'm ready to share.
There's one right there. Test, test.
Oh,
one of you test, test into that.
That's good.
Test, test.
Look at that. We're going. Oh, wait, that's the rim shot. No, that's the laughter.
You're the only one who can hear.
The people are hearing raucous applause because here we are.
Here we are.
Welcome to Continuing Conversations. I'm Pastor Matt.
I'm Pastor Dana.
And your name is?
I'm Pastor Caitlin.
I'm Deacon Savannah.
And I'm Pastor Trevor.
Oh, yay. We are in the Arrowwood Retreat Center.
Is this a sponsored
off
podcast?
Off to a flying start. The yes, we are sponsored Arrowwood Retreat Center in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
For the Bishop's Theological Convention.
Conference.
Conference.
This is good.
BTC. So the C is transferable.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Conference. Sure.
The Bishop's yep. Transferable Convention.
Yeah, that's BTC.
Exactly.
And thank you all for joining us. And we are posted up in the lobby of Arrowwood Retreat Center because we are hoping for people to just wander on by and be curious at these 5 weirdos sitting in the lobby and maybe want to chime in. Maybe not. I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
We just got back from a delicious lunch at Zorba's.
Yes.
Also at least 4 out of 5.
Also, sponsored by Zorba's.
Yeah, sponsor us, Zorba's. Where did you have lunch? You didn't have lunch.
I had lunch just in here, actually, at the Chop House.
The 2100
Chop House. Yes.
Also
this
sponsored.
Episode is nice. Brought to you by
anything in Alexandria. We're sponsored by anything going on
actually,
in Alexandria.
Actually, the city. We're sponsored by the city.
The city of Alexandria.
And it's good to note that, too, because this is a religious podcast that is sponsored by...
A city. Yeah, so...
First of its kind.
Yeah, we're treading very dangerous grounds here already.
Yeah, and this is put out by your church?
Yes.
Which is a 501(c) organization.
Yes. Yeah. So already I can see there might be some issues here. But, you know, we're
and
not making any money off of it.
Give the people what they want.
This podcast has tens of listeners.
Tens.
Maybe.
So you're doing double digits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
double digits. So
that's if we both listen to it.
If we both listen to it, yeah, it could get to double digits.
Yes. I'm going to send this to my spouse. And so that's
there you go.
All of us.
So we might double our listenership. We did get, when we had Bishop Jen on
the
podcast, that was probably the most listened to episode because it's like somebody. That people know.
I think I listened to that one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe I sent it to you.
You do.
Yeah.
You're it's a good sender.
Yes. Yes. You're a great sender, Dana. Yeah.
Consume my content.
So,
thanks be to God.
We're here. We're talking about baptism in muddy waters, but we're also here to talk about last week's gospel. Did anybody here around the table preach this gospel? I don't think.
I did.
I preached it at an assisted living facility.
Oh, wow.
Service out there. But it's pretty.
This week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this last week.
Okay.
But it's more of a Bible study, kind of open discussion.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe that'll bring some stuff up.
In the way that Pastor Dana has prepared. All that to say.
My first sermon I ever gave was at an old folks' home.
I think me too.
It's the best place to give your first sermon because half of the people are asleep.
Low stakes.
Or will fall asleep.
Which is wildly different than Sunday morning.
Well, no.
Actually,
I was
going to
say,
that,
there were a few people asleep on
honestly.
Sunday, too.
I'm just moving that out.
Put that sign
just so
out
people
there.
Can see when they come by that they are allowed to join.
Free. Free
but
to join.
Your first was at a old folks'
probably.
Home, too?
I mean, unless it was like the youth sermons.
Yeah.
I think the youth count.
Yeah, well, they definitely count as
people.
Do you
believe that the youth count?
Do you think
why
youth
or why
are
not?
People?
In 200 words or less.
I see how this is quickly turning into a roast of me.
Yeah, we don't need to back you in a corner.
You're doing great.
Everything is great.
What do you think your first sermon was on? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, neither do
also,
I.
Also, no. Yeah, I can't remember. But it was a really big deal at the time. Isn't it amazing how things that are big deals can sometimes
just fall off. Yep.
Fade into the background.
Do you want to start with our normal topic of what shows we're watching?
What shows we're watching? Yes.
Yeah.
I finished the first season of this new Survivor season.
No,
first episode of the first. Yeah, right. What you said. And it was totally unhinged.
Really?
Absolutely unhinged.
Oh, wait, I'm so
I don't want
excited.
To give anything up about it, but... it's always hard starting a new season of Survivor because I feel like I immediately judge the people and I'm like, all these people are boring. But by the end of it, it's like, oh, you grow attachment to it. But the first always feels...
I also loved the old Survivor, and I still have trouble with the new Survivor.
The new... What do you mean?
Like the old...
The new era? Do any of you guys watch Survivor?
No.
No.
It's just us two.
The old way that they did it.
Yeah.
Where
it was like, there's one idol.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
And like, now there's like 10 idols out there. There's advantages.
Yeah. Mm. There's all these advantages.
There's three tribes, then there's two, and then they merge back to three, and it's like, what is happening? Why are we doing?
Anyway, what are you guys watching?
Anything of note?
I've just done a couple of rewatches, Parks and Rec, and Downton Abbey. And one is much more uplifting.
Yes.
There's a Downton Abbey movie coming out, is there not?
Yes, I actually went to that. It was my first time
out?
I got a break from my little
Downton is out. Downton is out. Was it good?
Yeah, was it good?
It was fine. You know, it was...
Yeah.
Didn't probably need to exist, but it was nice.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good excuse to leave.
Exactly. It was nice to step away for a few hours and not...
Was that the last Downton Abbey thing? Is that supposed to be a capstone of
it? But I feel like they've said that for the last, however many movies there's been now.
Someone who's very adjacent to Downton. You know, I don't live in downtown. I'm like the Abbey down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the uptown Abbey. You're Abbey Road. I feel like this is the third time that they're like, no, guys, we're serious. It's ending.
Yeah, because the show ended, and they're like, we're done. And then there was three more movies. So, we shall see.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm constantly rewatching. So I rewatch The Simpsons. Christianity, specifically Lutheranism, is my first religion, and the second one is watching The Simpsons.
Yes. That's great.
So back through season 17 right now. So... It's good. It's fun.
I love that show.
This is kind of when I first got into it, was around these seasons. So it's like a weird nostalgia of where I was the many times I've rewatched this. So it's a fun lens to look back at.
Yeah.
But
this time is when you started it?
Like this season.
Like in the fall?
In season 17.
Oh, you started on season 17.
It's like a lowercase
I see
S
what you're saying.
Season,
got it.
You know?
Got it.
Okay.
So you go back,
yep.
And this was your starting point. Mm-hmm. How many seasons of The Simpsons are there at this point?
34 and counting.
Dang, that's a lot. It's a long-running
and
show.
And counting,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still just got renewed. They just announced that they are making a second movie. Released in 2027.
Oh,
speaking of, lots of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be a third
maybe
if
more.
They take the Downton at
the Downton approach.
But I usually movies are usually my big foray into watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I just watched One Battle After Another, which came out this last week. Paul Thomas Anderson's newest movie. Can't recommend it enough.
Okay, really?
It's fantastic.
Where'd you watch it? In theaters or is it streaming somewhere?
Yeah.
All right.
Went and saw it in IMAX in Roseville.
You do like
and it
movies.
Was perfect.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Cool.
I gotta get back to the theater. I haven't watched a movie in the movie theaters in a while.
When do you think you last watched one?
It might be the Top Gun Maverick movie because I remember that was post-COVID.
You went to the movies.
Oh, we saw Moana 2.
Moana 2.
We went to Moana 2 with my kids. What else? Oh, Freakier Friday. Okay.
Oh, that's
been to a lot
that
recently.
Well
okay, never mind.
Very recent.
I retract that. I forgot about all that stuff.
We'll edit that in
Freakier
post.
Friday. Yeah, we'll get to that. No, nothing
what
gets cut
out. What are you watching?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
My watching isn't that exciting. I think we're working our way through Wednesday on
Netflix.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a good season to watch Wednesday.
It's been really good.
You know, almost spooky season.
We're coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're recording this on, is it Monday?
It is Monday.
So you have to wait 2 days to watch it.
The 29th.
Okay.
Wednesday.
You can only watch it on Wednesdays. Trevor, you sly dog.
I've been called worse.
I have a I have a council meeting on Tuesday, so it will be Wednesday by the time I get back to it.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you will wait
would
to
you
watch,
watch
Wednesday.
Would you watch it with your church council?
Probably not.
I don't think I would either.
I don't think I'd watch that
this
one with my
is a
church
good
council.
Get to know you question. Would you do this with your church council?
Would you watch?
It gets to know you and your church council?
Yeah.
I have recommended Ted Lasso to our church council.
Great. Oh, yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Science
and
delivered.
Yeah.
That's
good
is a
one.
No-brainer.
I sometimes get the, there's a lot of swearing in that, but I loved it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Despite that all, Parks and Rec is usually my wholesome recommendation for folks. Good Place.
The Good Place. The Good Place, in case you didn't hear that.
No, thank you. Savannah, that's
it
great.
It must be watched.
It must be watched. Because it is a good conversation stirrer.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's so good.
And if deacons and pastors are good at one thing, it's stirring conversation. Absolutely. Just like this week's
stirring
sponsor,
the
2100 Chop House.
Yeah, 2100 Chop House. Come get yourself a steak, I'm guessing. with a name like Chop House.
Savannah.
Don't know.
Must
I
do.
Deacon Savannah.
How do you call yourself a Chop House?
What did you have for lunch?
Yeah, what did you have for lunch?
Fish tacos.
Okay, so they have, fish tacos.
Were they chopped up?
We got a beef taco as well, I believe.
Yum.
Some burgers.
Some.
Yes, just a couple.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. A few wraps.
Mm. Okay.
Like handhelds?
Yes. Some chips.
Okay. Mm.
Like British chips, where you mean fries or like
No, yeah. like American chips. Like,
they call them crisps.
Crisps.
In it? It's Tuesday. It's not. It's Monday.
When was the last time you left the country?
What month is it?
Tuesday.
We had mostly bees at Zorba's. That's what we had for lunch. Bees and flies.
Bees and flies.
No, I asked you when was the last time you left the country. And Zorba's is leaving
Zorba's.
The country. Our sponsor, Zorba's. You were transported Zorba's to some other place.
Leaving the country.
Last really time good I left the country. Mexican food in Alexandria. Yes, yeah. And several bees outside. We were forewarned, but still went with it. Now, I have one.
The flies, but the flies ate me.
You know, I have one fly bite. Now, Pastor Caitlin, how many fly bites do you have?
I mean, I think I've got about 15. I might have been sitting on their nest.
The flies love Caitlin.
It was quite the lunchtime experience.
Put that on some merch.
Yes.
The flies love Caitlin. We can buy it. You can buy it at your church store.
There we go.
Your church has a store.
Yeah. Reflections of Faith.
It's by the Money Changers.
Is that what it's called?
That is what it's called.
Reflections of Faith. I love that. That's beautiful. A long time ago, somebody said something about The Good Place.
Mm. Yes. A long time ago.
Great transition.
Speaking of The Good Place,
and the other.
We are talking this week about Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31, where Lazarus goes to the bad place.
No,
Lazarus goes to the good place.
No, Lazarus goes to the good place.
The rich man goes to the bad place.
Yep.
And we have to use this terminology because it's not labeled as anything, as Hades. Do we see Hades as hell? Do we see the good place that Lazarus is as heaven? What are we doing here?
So the research that I read or the translations were that Hades is not directly translated as hell, like
you
mentioned
that
eternal.
Very briefly,
I
in
did
your
because
sermon.
I didn't have a lot of time to go through that.
Yeah.
That Hades is actually just translated as like a place after
place
death,
apart.
Yeah,
like
a place
just
apart.
A separate place.
Like basically like not living, so just somewhere.
Right,
which is especially important in the context of it being a parable.
Jeff,
that
you want to be on the podcast?
Isn't about heaven and hell, but is actually maybe about what to do with some of the more disadvantaged folks in this world. And I'm wondering if there's a certain Jeff, would you care to comment?
Pastor Jeff Engholm, the Lazarus and the rich man. Did you preach on this last Sunday?
I did preach on this.
Where did they go? Hades?
Where did they
go? Where's the other place? Is that heaven and hell? What are we supposed to think of these things?
Thanks for putting me on the spot right now, walking up.
Jeff is just walking by.
Just
this is
by.
Why we posted up in the lobby, hoping to catch people as they walk by.
He's in, where are they at? In Hades? In
It says that, the rich man is in Hades, but not always viewed as hell, like a place of conscious, eternal torment as such. What do we make of it? Where do they,
what do you make
go?
Of it?
Yeah.
Pastor Jeff.
Here's what I make of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a parable.
It is, right?
Yes.
It's one parable among many.
Yeah.
I would not take this as a universal story of what heaven and hell are like.
Yep.
Great words.
Beautifully said.
Great wisdom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
good.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff.
Pastor Jeff.
Yes.
You can go on your way.
Bloomington. Great work. Thank
Great
you.
Great work. Always. Always. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's this weird obsession with
making
with
everything heaven and hell.
And
what do you make of that? Why do you think there's
hell?
An obsession with it?
I don't know.
I have a theory, but I want to hear others of why might we be
I don't
obsessed.
Know if I have a theory yet, but just this feels like a conversation in churches all the time with church people like, "Oh, where am I going after I die?" or "What am I doing to get to a certain place or not get to a certain place?" or like, "How are my decisions going to affect me in the long run in this afterlife?" So go ahead, Pastor Trevor, with your
I want to hear others.
I don't have a theory. I don't know.
Yeah, I would probably echo your sentiments of there's the. I mean, as the Pirates of the Caribbean remind us, dead men tell no tales. Amen. So yeah. Where do we go after all of this is up, and what does it look like, and what will it be like? So that, yeah, there naturally is this fascination because what is happening? So, and I think to your point too, the fascination of, well, I've got to earn it in some way with what I'm doing here in this life. So am I doing the right things to get to the good place or the bad place? And what? So that's where I think the fascination comes from.
And I think it's funny that it's Hades is the translation, because it kind of ties back to this other mythology from, you know, more Hellenistic, Greek, Roman spots that, you know, it is, you know, like you said, Matt, it is this kind of eternal longing, right, of wondering, well, what happens next?
Right.
But I think part of the reason that we might get so hung up on it is that the more I get to talk about the next life and all the concerns that come with it, it means in some ways less that I have to do in the present, that I get to focus my eyes heavenward, which means I get to leave.
Yeah.
Very ironically in this parable, the starving people at the gate.
Yeah.
Which you means can I feel ignore
like I,
them.
I feel like I kind of said that at the end of the sermon.
Well, the twist of Dana's sermon this week is that we're also talking about stewardship.
Yes. This because is the additional piece of the sermon.
Well, and this is the lectionary is intentionally built around you talking about stewardship
exactly
in these weeks.
That's in these
absolutely
things.
Absolutely not.
But we're also
it is. It is built around this time.
It is built. But it's actually there's the added layer of this isn't our stewardship season at our church. However, we are talking about stewardship this Sunday because we're doing the ELCA values as like a sermon series.
Great.
And we're on the week of stewardship.
Yep.
So there's this this connection to stewardship. And I think, it was very well done how you kind of tied in this. Yeah. If we're so focused on whatever comes next, and as you said, pointing our eyes heavenward, I guess what we can just go, whoever's sitting at my gate, I don't care. I don't have to, because I'm focused on the eternal glory that is to come. And I can just neglect all the people around us.
I think it feels like people function out of fear a lot of times, though, too, that, like, I'm more scared to go to hell or to Hades or whatever than I am, like, focused heavenward.
Fear is a good motivator for a lot of folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't neglect that for sure.
Yeah.
You talked in your sermon about how reading the gospel is sometimes like trying to get a burr out of your dog Darla's fur.
I did.
That is a great image. And you accurate and great image.
The image being that you are attempting to do something to help her.
Yes.
But she doesn't know what you're doing and is thus struggling and fighting and bristling.
I'm strangling this dog as a...
But you're trying to help her.
Yes.
So the
gospel...
Which
I try to tell her a lot. I'm like, I don't know why you don't understand this, but
I'm trying to help you. So the gospel sometimes feels like that, is like, I'm doing this to help you.
Yeah.
But do we hear the Holy Spirit's nudges, or are we
I like that metaphor that there's, I don't know, some kind of, well, uncomfortability, but almost more than that, of like this resistance to some of this stuff too, that, I don't know, the gospel's like, no, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make this make sense.
Mm-hmm. I think too, if you attend a church that also reads a psalm with it, so Psalm 146 is usually the one paired with this reading, and in it it talks about the ways of God frustrating the ways of the wicked.
So that's
I think
good.
About that you know, oh man, you know, church sometimes, for better or for worse, can be frustrating, and is that because you know, people can be frustrating, things can move slowly or too quickly, or is there a way that I'm a dog? And there is this frustrating person that is trying to dig this burr out of me.
Yeah.
It kind of hurts, and I feel uncomfortable, and I feel frustrated,
and
maybe even flustered. But it is towards the, you know, the arc that bends towards better, true, full justice that also includes me, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that metaphor could have gone on for a while that was just quickly mentioned.
Yeah.
Of
I've got another...
Darla.
Got another tough gospel this week.
Yeah.
So you're going to feel maybe like... a dog with a burr in its fur, and just
you dogs,
chill with me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you
Luke,
dogs.
Luke is my favorite gospel, but Luke 15 is the best one, right? Because
okay,
it's got all the parables.
Yeah, yeah. Got a lot of parables,
and then 16 and into 17 too. Yeah, gets tough.
Yeah,
last week, this last Sunday's, next Sunday.
Yeah,
it's a hard time to talk about stewardship and other ELCA values.
Yeah.
To say how do these connect in, and where does this lead us?
How does it fit into our life?
Yeah.
And the connection then you made in your sermon as well, Pastor Dana, is stewardship is identity. And this piece that you brought up of there is no way to separate who you are from how we value and allocate our resources, our treasures. Because as the text says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So can we separate our identities from stewardship? Can we do it?
Well, I argued no.
You argued no. And I think
I'd have to agree with
since
you. And
I would have since I gave the sermon.
I do like it being a yes or no question.
Yeah.
You don't want to go around?
Yes? No.
I say no, you can't separate
No.
Them.
Great.
I also say no.
I also say no. That all that we have and all that we are is God's.
Yeah.
And therefore, that if when we choose to live out of that, there's freedom in that identity. But cannot.
Yep.
And if you view it any other way, all that we are and all that we have are God's, not apostrophe S.
Ooh.
Think about that.
It's really deep, Pastor Matt.
How about that, guys?
Deacon Savannah is crying because of how she's
burst into tears.
Crying.
Just a little play on words.
Are you ready to commit your heart to Jesus once more?
Yeah. Let's have a... We could do a baptism in muddy waters here this afternoon. There's a lake behind us somewhere.
We do have a lot of muddy waters in front of us.
Yeah. Yes. And they're sweating.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm surprised I'm surprised we haven't gotten more people to stop by and be on the pod, because we do have a selection of different kinds of beers that they could know, partake in if they wanted to be.
And there's a sign that, let me just be clear, Matt, this says, join our podcast.
Yeah.
Now, Deacon Erica, do you have something you'd like to
share
with the group?
I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Oh, beautiful.
Man, that is beautiful.
Beautiful.
That is probably
that's
what
my
most
roommate.
People are doing. Yeah. Oh, good. All right, great.
There's not a lot of people walking by. They're
no,
sleeping.
Yeah,
that is true. Everybody's napping.
I think a lot of them are napping. But this stewardship being identity then means that the... I'm jumping right back in. Stewardship being identity...
Yeah.
Then separates our actions from how we get to heaven or get to hell, because it's all wrapped up in just who we are and how we value everything, and then what we do isn't just the actions that are, you know, like being this rich man could be considered a faithful man of God,
right?
And
steps over Lazarus on the way to church.
Steps over Lazarus on the way to church.
Yeah, to go to his church council meeting.
You know, like...
Yeah. And watch Wednesday. After. The day after.
Well, that's...
You can't do it on Wednesday.
So this, like, then that... I don't know where this passage kind of is getting is, like, that doesn't really matter. Like...
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a reflection of where the heart truly is, right? That it's if my heart is not in constantly effacing those who are overlooked, it's very easy to grow quite complacent.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I might even think I value stewardship, but I think moving it from something I value to a core part of my identity and revealing who I am, I think there is a deeper truth in there.
Yes.
That
yeah.
in a text like this can make us finger pointy at one way of going,
for
well,
sure.
I support the poor because I donate to the food shelf or I volunteer
this.
And it's you over there who doesn't. But I think this passage is its most effective when it says your actions matter, especially for those who need it.
Right.
Not for whether I go north or south after I die, right?
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
The good place or bad place.
This is true. Well, which television series I end up
yes.
on.
Well, exactly.
You know, we could play this out, too, of the rich man could be going to church and then volunteering at the food shelf
right.
and then
mm-hmm. right.
helping the needy who are around church and then, you know.
And then comes home.
Tithing. And then comes home and says, well, I already did all that work. Earlier,
yeah.
I'm, you know,
and I think
I'm done.
To me, the
yeah.
most revealing part of this text is actually when we get
come on
to
no takers.
We're in Hades, and
yeah.
the rich man is there, and he's in agony. He says mm-hmm. he's being
yep.
tormented.
Yeah,
and he turns and he says, "Father Abraham, please yep. send that poor guy. Send Lazarus.
Yeah, yeah I
put about him to work. Yeah.
Put him to work." Mm-hmm. And it's yep. just a fascinating thing to go even. His, you know, this is his last will and testament.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, that poor guy, can you do just one more little
yeah.
errand for me?
Yes.
Doesn't address him
right.
directly.
Right.
Treat him like a little, yeah, little servant, little errand boy.
I would have loved to go more into this, too, because I kind of mentioned it. But, yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, just there's no, like, reflection by this rich
no.
man of, like, of, hey, let's, you know, turn this order around.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, there's none of that. There's this, like, I'm still the one in charge
yeah.
calling
yeah.
the shots.
Yeah. Get him to do something.
Get him to do something.
Is a wild
the
thing.
The capacity
yeah.
Of,
yeah.
of wealth can, you know.
Yes,
that
yes.
We don't believe, right, as Pastor Caitlin said earlier, that, well, this is God's.
Right.
And God's lending
right.
it to me for a minute for
yeah.
me to do, you know, all the good that I can.
Yeah.
But that, no, I, you know, this rich man really believes, oh my gosh, this is mine. And I'm
mm-hmm.
maybe a little better for it than
right.
that
yeah.
little, you know, errand boy over there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we hold on to this idea. That no, this truly is, this is God's.
Yeah.
This isn't mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Then that changes a little bit of the conversation too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was a question I wrote down. Actually, is the rich man's attachment to his comfort and his stuff? I think blocked his ability to live a faithful life.
Yeah.
He didn't even have the capacity to do it because of his
mm-hmm.
attachment to his stuff. Does he even see Lazarus at his gate? Does he even know the guy he's trying to order to come? You know, send a message on his behalf. Does he even know, like, this was the guy that was sitting right outside my gate my whole life. Do you even know what you're doing? Or are you that blinded by...
You know, and I think
I
it is interesting. Verse 24, I'll just mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it reads out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rich man called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if... It, to me, it almost reads worse that it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know this guy.
Yeah, you know
yeah.
this guy.
This is that
yep.
guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe
oh
he recognizes
gosh.
Him then and then it's
yep.
like, yeah. Yeah, that guy. He
well,
had nothing to do. He was just sitting around my
like
gate
that
all the
guy.
Time.
Like, you know his name.
Yeah.
At
yeah.
some point, you were either around when someone said his name,
right.
or you had to say, "What's your name, dude?"
Yeah.
And you know, figure that out. Like, this isn't just like that guy over there.
Yeah.
A fascinating thing about this whole, if I can use a very seminary word, pericope.
Oh.
Is that the
and
rich
Matt,
man?
What does that word pericope mean?
Means
yeah,
like a little story.
Yeah.
I think
pericope is how it's spelled.
Pericore.
Pericope.
Pericope.
That's the
it's been a long time I've been on. This pericope.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you do type that into a Word document, it will auto correct to
I've
periscope.
Also, yeah. That's how you know you're really in it. You know,
yeah.
it's when you know. These
if
words,
it doesn't,
I paid so
yeah.
much money for this.
These
but
words.
In this pericope,
in this
saying.
Pericope, the rich man doesn't have a name.
Fascinating.
He has no identity other than just a guy who had money.
And in the Gospel of Luke, names are extraordinarily
a huge thing.
Yes.
important.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good
point.
Very intentional,
mm-hmm.
right? That who is named and who
and
is
who
not.
And who isn't named.
Mm-hmm.
And how that connects to other names and people. And that Lazarus, you know,
mm-hmm.
this figure that shows up in
right.
other places. There is a, you know,
yep.
true non-parable yep. version of Lazarus that comes back from the
yep.
dead that is different than this Lazarus.
I was about to say,
but,
different
yeah.
Lazarus, right?
But it is this
interesting,
this idea of somebody coming back from the dead is,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of in the ears of people hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We should perk up hearing a name like Lazarus,
yeah.
who also has a story of resurrection.
Who died and came back from the dead.
Died and came back
and
from the dead.
What does it mean to hear or not hear him?
Yep. And as
yep. Yep.
At the end, it's verse 31. He said to them, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. So, yeah, I think
right.
we're meant to go. Rises from the dead. Lazarus. There's a story there somewhere.
Well, or Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Jesus. How about that?
Well, or... yep.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, too, that this comes after the reading that ends where Jesus says very directly, not in a parable... Not with any fanfare,
mm-hmm.
but just that
mm-hmm.
you cannot serve both God and wealth.
Yep. Yep.
You can't be a servant to one. The choice is made in some ways, you know, and and then not often do we get that kind of binary clarity from Jesus in that
cannot
way.
Just full stop.
Yep.
Yep. The other thing, speaking of you cannot serve God and wealth, you brought this up in your sermon, Pastor Dana, that Abraham dies in wealth. Abraham is a wealthy man. Why isn't he with the rich man? Why isn't he in the place of torment? Why did he get exempt from this thing?
My jaw is dropped. Well done.
He was a wealthy man when he died. I mean,
what do you make of that, Pastor D?
PD.
D-sauce. I talked briefly about then this isn't actually about the binary of rich going to hell and poor going to heaven. This is about something else, about faith and how we are stewards in identity and how we are actually living out these things because it's not this cut and dry of and I don't think God is saying that wealth is a bad thing.
It's if what you serve is wealth is the bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe there's something in Abraham's living where he served God and used his wealth as a tool.
I mean, is it part of the attachment to wealth?
Yeah.
And so like Abraham being the nomad wasn't attached to these things, that maybe that is a defining difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what did wealth mean in Abraham's time, right? When he has a large flock, but is not using it to disadvantage the other poor, or use it to, lobby for local government and overtake, policies that might help the poor. We're going to overturn them now, right? That
It was more of how to get his people from one place to the next.
Right.
That's really good context to bring up.
And good ASMR.
I already did it.
Do you want to clink your nails on the can?
Perfect.
It's not very clinky.
And it's not, it should be no surprise then that 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 19 is paired with this. And verse 10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains." And that's the thing that we forget, is that piece of the love of money. Because we often just shorten it to money's the root of all evil.
Right.
But it's the love of money. So Abraham died with some wealth. Mm-hmm. But if in his life he was using that wealth in service to people like Lazarus, then that's not a love of money. That was, he had it, and he was giving it away or in service to his people, getting them from shepherding them to wherever they will end up.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and I'll just keep going, too, in the First Timothy reading, because I think it gets, even better.
It gets good.
And so 1 Timothy 6, and then verse 17, "As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God." So, I mean, there's that attachment we were talking about earlier. "But rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves," as Pastor Dana got at a couple of times, "storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life,
right? There's a life-giving factor to this kind of living, to this kind of faithfulness with the things that we are been entrusted with to steward. Interesting stuff.
Well, it gets me thinking too then, is our example Abraham, who's done that, who's taken those warnings, who's figured out that stuff to I don't know. Do we have to go back to look at how Abraham was able to balance having wealth and still making it to heaven? And what did that look like then as the example? Is that what we're supposed to go back and look at?
And again, I mean, when Luke name drops someone, it's not an accident.
No.
So, I mean, of all of the people, too, that could have been mentioned, right? I mean, you could have pulled out some Enoch, walked with God and then carries, the...
Yep.
Lazarus up with the angels, could have mentioned Moses, could have mentioned all yeah. these others.
I mean, we're
that.
Talking Isaac. We're talking yeah, yeah. Jacob,
yeah, we
right?
We could have gone so many yeah, different
so
other
many Esau,
different,
right.
but that
right?
it goes to Abraham.
Yeah.
Miriam, you want in, Miriam?
Yeah.
This is the pod.
What do you have to say about
this is a hot mic.
Lazarus
this is
and the rich man? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, my colleague, Eric Holland, preached a really brilliant sermon on this yesterday, so I'll just share his thoughts,
yes.
which are that the chasm, well, he said a lot of brilliant things, but I think one of the most profound things he said was that chasm between Lazarus and the rich man is yeah. a real, real chasm in our life, in our world. He talked mm-hmm. about one of the great privileges of being rich is that you can not see poor people, basically.
Yeah.
Yep. And that was true throughout the rich man's life.
Just
he just
blind
chose
to it.
Not to see Lazarus. Mm-hmm. He knew who he was, clearly, but he just chose not to see him.
Yep.
And that chasm is real, and it's something to grieve.
Man.
It's worth
Ooh.
Grieving the chasm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Pastor. Thank
Miriam.
You.
Thank you, Pastor Miriam. Serving up realness.
Really just dropping it there.
Just
Christ
serving up.
Christ Lutheran Church in Minneapolis.
Christ Thank Lutheran Church Miriam. Realness over here.
Co-sponsor.
It's funny because I did write down, what is the chasm?
Yeah.
Great.
Why?
Yeah.
Why can they communicate across it? What
There's
is this thing?
There's a great chasm fixed between
There's
us.
There's a. Yeah. It's fixed.
Yep.
And we and this
Who fixed
idea too
it?
Of. I can't come down to you.
No, you can't
you
come
can't
up
come
to,
down
me.
To me. There's some kind of logic.
For
in
some
this,
reason,
yeah.
they can like shout at each other
yeah.
from across the void, but nothing can pass between.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is this kind of fitting image for the present too, right? The
right.
ways
right.
in which
right.
there is a chasm that, well, we can kind of communicate, but we can't just climb ourselves out of or into one
no.
or the other category. It feels almost, if you've seen Get Out, it kind of feels a little sunken placey.
Oh,
yeah.
The sunken place.
You know,
yeah.
like there's,
with the T?
Yeah. There's
yeah.
like, that's a, where it's just, no. it's not yeah. liminal in like yeah. a nice, wondering, wandering kind
yeah.
of a way,
right.
but in a stuck, this is deeply uncomfortable and not good, but that there is some disconnect between
yeah.
those with wealth and those who need to be taken care of in this life.
Any of you guys want to talk about Lazarus and the rich man?
I'm pro-Lazarus.
Pro-Lazarus.
That is Pastor Eric Hoffer.
Pro-Lazarus. All right. He's on record as
that's
saying
That's who I'm voting for.
Lazarus.
Pro-Lazarus ticket.
Big thumbs up.
Big Lazarus thumbs up.
Big He's Lazarus. Always been a big Lazarus guy.
You know, even before it was cool.
Oh, way before
way
it was cool.
Way before it was cool.
Oh, when it was the underground Lazarus
draft.
Stuff?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
my gosh. Before the normies got
yeah.
over it?
When he was going by Lazzy then? You remember
oh,
that?
Man,
okay.
yeah. Big
you
L.
You too. You need a side podcast.
Pastor Dana, can you pull this back in?
Yes, I am going
Please.
To because I didn't have enough time to talk about this in the sermon. So, you know, I kind of blew off the chasm a little bit of
yeah.
like this
only
is
so
confusing.
Much you can
well,
yeah.
but if
there's
this,
a time
like,
constraint for
this
sure.
This is confusing. We don't understand. Why can they talk to each other? Why can't they move through this barrier? Why can't like what's going on here? Why is Abraham there? And but he died rich. Like and my conclusion, you know, my transition then
yeah.
through that was like we don't know about all of these things and we can get stuck in that confusing place, but we do know about life here and
yeah.
that there is
Wonderful.
A divide between the rich and the poor there
yeah.
there are people in our community, in our church, in our city, in our state, like in need
right.
that we are looking over
yeah.
that we are choosing not to see
yeah
that's
and
the beauty of the parable is that
yeah,
it forces
yeah.
It doesn't do its work if you think it's about someone else.
Right. right.
That
right.
is the beauty. It's not to lead
right.
us to shame or
yep.
I'm the worst person or now I should be really fearful
mm-hmm. yeah.
of hell or
yeah.
Hades or whatever.
And
but
it's not
say,
to be
what
taken
can I do?
Right.
Literally.
Right.
No, of course not.
Because then you would read it and go, oh, there was this guy Lazarus a long time. There's this rich guy. Okay, what does that have to do with me? But yeah, your transition from what is this chasm? Where is it? How can they talk? It's weird. The physics are all wibbly wobbly and doesn't
right,
make any
right.
sense.
A little gobbledygook. Yeah.
Got a little gobbledygook there. But what is real is
yeah.
that there
yeah.
are still
yeah.
Lazaruses at
yeah.
our gates.
Yeah.
And is there a chasm where we can't recognize that they're still sitting
well,
there?
Well, and I kind of wanted to bring it back to like in our own church.
Great.
Right.
There might be a chasm. Like
right. yeah.
this is not something that we look at and be like, that chasm exists in heaven and hell when we
right.
die. Like
yeah.
in that day when we die. No, this is something that's like alive and present today.
Yeah.
And right
that we
now,
need to address.
Yeah, like, and there's more that, ways yeah. I can address this. That's what
yeah.
I find really fascinating
mm-hmm. right.
about. Well, in Hades and this higher place that the angels right. take Lazarus to, there's this, okay, you can't do anything about this. There's
right.
nothing, there's right. no way to address it. This is, it's set and sealed, mm-hmm. right? Versus the present, right. there are ways that, right. you know, through the spirit, through church together, through ways mm-hmm. that we operate as a community, that it can be addressed. All of right. these different, you know, mm-hmm. smaller chasms, big chasms, that there is mm-hmm. still a way in which, okay, I can do something in this life about it.
Right.
And maybe I should.
Yeah.
maybe yeah. I yep. should participate in what that gospel looks like for the people who are poor and disadvantaged, and also looks like
yeah.
for everybody.
Yeah.
How do we set that up in a way that really mm-hmm. does make society work
right.
for all people? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a piece that I kind of tried to emphasize in there, too, that, yes, this is about money, but it's not mm-hmm. all about money either. It's about the privilege with our voices, the privilege with, you know, right. who we are and what we do. Hey!
Jeff was on.
Yeah.
Would you like to be on? Lazarus and the Rich Man, your thoughts?
Great story.
She said great story.
Can't beat that.
Can't
beat that.
Can't agree more.
Thank you for your input.
Yes. Yeah. Great. But that our stewardship involves more than just our money. That
right.
it's our time. It's our.
It's a more a holistic yeah, view our, of what we have.
Our being. It's our. I think I said votes in there. It's our vote.
Yeah.
Like
for sure.
Well, it's
how
identity.
Are we
and
using?
It pours out of that.
Yeah, yeah. How are we using all of those things for the kingdom of God?
Right.
Instead of for ourselves. Like.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And how can we use our stuff to make this place a good place?
Come on over.
Come on over. Lazarus and the Rich Man. Your thoughts.
What thoughts do you guys have?
Well, first of all, Rich
into
man,
the microphone.
I'm good.
Into the mic.
Into the mic.
Talk right into this.
Into the mic.
Right into it.
Yeah. I may preach on it this Sunday. Lazarus, good. Rich man, not good. Those are my initial thoughts. That's kind of how I would frame it for you guys.
Pro Lazarus yet again.
Pro Lazarus.
Yeah. We're pro Lazarus. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Just like Eric Hoffer. Eric Hoffer's pro Lazarus.
Was Eric pro Lazarus?
He went up there and he said pro Lazarus.
He was a drive by guest.
Yeah.
He's, okay. Okay. Drive by guest.
Drive
okay.
by guest.
I mean, pro Lazarus.
Yeah.
But I also think you have to understand that like this is a parable too, and so Jesus is not actually articulating that this is the order of the afterlife or mm-hmm. the way things that systematically work. Some people try to derive like a systematic theology yeah. from the yeah. parable, which is, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to do that. So
and,
there's that.
And your name is, and where do you serve?
Oh, my name's Dan. I serve at Emmanuel in Edinburgh.
And I'm Neil. I serve at Wood Lake in Richfield.
Love it. Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Minnesota. Yes.
Minnesota.
Thank
Minnesota,
you, guys.
Yes. We gotta let people know.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
For our tens of listeners.
Our tens of listeners are
all applauding.
All applauding.
There's fake laughter going on in the background.
Please.
Yeah. Utilize our table.
Gives thoughts and brings
Lazarus and the Rich Man.
Gives
thoughts. Your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
This is Intern Allie. Would you like to share?
Your name is and where do you serve?
Would.
Oh, she's walking away.
Oh, backs out. Backs. Your worst nightmare.
Well,
you
did great.
Some might say the rich man's worst nightmare is burning in Hades.
Yeah. So
would you have to agree with that, Pastor?
Now do you have to feel bad, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just getting beer over
here. We're getting more beer deliveries happening here. Like, we need more in this.
Yeah, come on, sit down.
Allie, take a seat. Take a seat.
Come
we are 43
Hello,
minutes
Intern
in.
We've got time.
On the dot.
Hello. What a steward. Hello. Brought us a beer. Left it on the table.
We're talking Lazarus and the Rich
hey,
Man.
Hey, we want those people over here.
In church on Sunday, we called him Laz.
Laz. Good old Laz.
Your
best buds with Laz?
Yes.
Can I just take one of these?
Yeah. Yeah, these are here to entice people to come over and talk with us.
Hey.
Entice
hey, you guys.
Hey, guys. Lazarus and the Rich Man. Your thoughts.
Do you know this parable? Oh, hold on.
No, wait. Into the microphone, everyone.
This is Pastor Elise. And where do you serve, Pastor
Yeah, where
Elise?
Do you serve?
Hello. I'm at Transfiguration Lutheran Church in Bloomington, Minnesota.
Transfiggy, represent.
What I don't like about... There's a lot to not like about that parable, but I don't like that the rich man tells Lazarus to dip Lazarus's finger
mm-hmm.
into the water to cool his tongue.
Yeah.
I'm
rude.
A germaphobe. I don't like anything about that apart from, like... the classism,
yeah,
the humiliation of, yes, it all. Like,
yeah,
why wouldn't he ask Abraham to dip Abraham's finger into the water to cool his tongue?
So true. We talked about that very briefly as well, how even in death, the rich man's like, send that poor guy over to do something for me. Send him on an errand for me, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird and gross.
Abraham, can I get out of hell, please?
Yeah.
That's what I would ask. Help.
Or just ask Lazarus directly. Exactly. You're like, hey, Lazzy, do you mind?
Yeah.
Can we swap?
Yeah.
Can we swap?
Just for a bit.
Thank you, Pastor Elise.
Thank you, Pastor Elise.
Eric Nelson, would you like to share any thoughts? This is, where do you serve?
I'm the vicar at Mount Olive Lutheran Church.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you. And Eric, do you have any thoughts on this parable? It's confounding, isn't it?
I think my own idea of hell is finding out a second ago that the water park is not open.
Oh, yes. No.
So I feel
no dip
like
of cool water the there. Man.
Hold on. Sorry. If we could all pause.
No dip of the cool water.
If we can all pause, I have a sound effect for that.
We can't hear it.
Sad trombone. It's the Adam, would you, Lazarus and the rich man, your thoughts? I would ask where you serve, but you're awaiting call.
I am awaiting call. My thoughts on Lazarus and the rich man?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Yeah, I know. It's what we
you
do
know,
here.
A lot of us leave that parable asking the same question.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
What purpose does this serve?
Yeah. This is a podcast.
Yeah, this podcast.
You could get comfy and get on it. Okay. They don't want to be on it. They don't want to be on
Adam,
it. And that's
you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for being
thank
here.
You, Adam. Thank you for your vulnerability. So water park's not open? That's sad.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about the water park.
The pool's open. Are you going to go swim?
Thank you.
Great transition data. Well done. You know who's not dipping
your
hand?
Good, tip your whole self.
Cool water?
Well,
none of us.
Now I'm thinking more about the dip of cool water. What did that mean? Like, was that a thing?
He was thirsty in Hades, I guess. It's hot down there.
I think it's a little hyperbole of like, oh, if I could just get just a little... Just a little dabble
it's
of
our
water.
Podcast.
Just a smeckle of honey. Yeah.
This is a real podcast, okay?
We've been going
like
for 46
minutes. Like
I'm
a real pastor.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you guys actually releasing it on the internet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This
on
will
Spotify,
be on
anywhere you can find your podcast.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you got it. Yeah.
And what's
sermons,
the name of this one?
Sermons
continuing
at All
conversations.
Saints. Hold on.
Well, oh, yeah. Sorry. Dana's
sermons down. At All Saints Lutheran Church. Okay. That's the name of it. But
so if
then,
I search that.
Yeah.
If you search that, that's our like... That's the over view.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then we do a continuing conversation podcast. Are you listening to me? Okay. You were looking over there.
He's really excited about the hot tub, actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have telephones. You can call her.
It's 2025.
Send Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham to go find her.
Yes. Yeah, let's send Lazarus to go get.
This is
he should have asked
devolving
Abraham.
Quickly.
He should have asked Abraham.
You would think so, right?
That was
right?
really rude of him to be like, hey, poor person,
hey,
go
poor guy,
do more
you go do
things.
It for me.
Yeah.
Abraham, father of the nation.
Exactly.
Maybe you instead.
Yeah. Yeah. You've that's been sojourning all over the place.
Would that have been overstepping? Yeah. Would that have been overstepping
way.
To be like, actually.
I think the rich should be made to serve the poor. Yeah, and ooh. Abraham, famously the richest. Well, no, Solomon's the richest. Maybe Abraham should be. No, that's not the point of the story at all.
Keep going, though. That's
good,
fine.
Though. I like this.
Don't let the bishop hear this.
This is the
pulling at the thread.
This is the point of the podcast, that we talk about things that didn't get into a sermon, that like we didn't have time for, that we thought of after, stuff like that. This is the point
of
the podcast.
That's what continuing conversations is about, is we are continuing the conversation with the text.
Is this actually real?
This is actually real.
Can I share?
You know what's crazy? We've done like, I think we've done 50 plus episodes of this now at this point.
Is this your 50th episode?
No.
Can you do an applause?
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? There's the applause.
I can definitely hear it.
Yes. You had thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you. So our children's sermon last Sunday, Pastor Kyle had the baptismal font and he put little figures. He's like, this is the rich man. This is Laz. So he said, called him Rich and Laz.
Rich and Laz.
Rich and Laz.
Yeah. I like it.
Great and name. He asked the kids, how would Rich and Laz get across to the other side of this chasm?
That's a good visual metaphor.
And they're like
it.
Oh, they could swim. And he goes, great, great answer. But what if they can't swim? Some people don't know how to swim. That would be really scary.
Oh, that's
a good
this
point.
Is good.
So one kid raised their hand and said, maybe by faith. Pastor Kyle just turned around and goes, everyone can go home.
Yeah, that's it.
I do not need to give my sermon anymore.
That happens a lot in children's sermons mm-hmm. where it's like they give the most profound, you know, what do they say? Out of the mouths of babes. It's like, man.
Yeah, like kids should be full members of churches or something
like that. It's almost
like
that. You know?
Be ready.
Crazy.
Crazy. What a concept.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, I like that. I like that visual metaphor with the font. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. That's a good cast.
But I like this idea of like, how can they cross it? And someone says swimming and not everyone can swim. So,
yeah.
So there, this idea that like, we think, I don't know, maybe we think that's like a universal experience that everyone mm-hmm. can swim, but they right. can't. So, right. so is that functioning out of privilege to be like, well, I could swim across that chasm. You do it too.
No problem.
We could call it. We could call it privilege, but I mean, at minimum, it's thinking of only from our own expectation, right? As one of the two white guys sitting here right now, this happens often, right? In which we go, "Oh my gosh, I'm feeling or noticing or experiencing this thing."
Yeah.
This must be everyone's experience.
Yes.
To find out that everyone's experience has this peculiar, unique nature to it, and if I try to impress this upon everybody else, well, that's no good, right?
Yeah.
Just because I can swim doesn't mean everyone can.
Yeah.
Kyle, come
on. Be more inclusive.
Come on, Kyle. Hey, did you preach on The Rich Man and Lazarus this weekend, and what are your thoughts?
And what is your name and where do you serve?
Sorry. Yeah, so my name is Kyle Anderson. I serve Minnehaha Communion Lutheran Church in South Minneapolis. I did preach on the Rich Man Lazarus, and you know, I guess the points I kind of brought out were like the fact is that for us, it's not too late. You know, like it's not too late that we can still make a difference. There's ways we can make a difference in our community. You know, through our charity, through the way we vote.
Yeah.
And also just getting to know the people. And that's one of the points I made too. Is that you know we know that Lazarus' name, we don't know the rich man's name. So getting to know those who are kind of on the margins. And then I kind of close it out with a message of hope that, it's like I said, it's not too late and, we can still can make a difference and bring our community together. So, So the chasm between rich and poor can be bridged.
It can
Christ.
Be bridged. We can bridge the chasm. I like it. That's good.
What's your name and where do you
Thank
serve?
Thank you, Kyle.
My name is Pastor Sarah Jensen. I serve at Lutheran Church of Christ the Redeemer in South Minneapolis.
Yeah, you do. Hold on. Pause for applause. Oh, no. How do I stop it? It'll stop in a second.
There's too much
it's
applause.
It's back. All right,
sorry. Too much applause.
Well, you are great.
Thank you. so I will say I did not preach it this past Sunday because we had a hymn festival, but that is the one passage for which my sermon I have ever had a parishioner walk out and then come back and chew me out publicly.
Wow. for what?
Yes.
For what purpose?
Building off the idea of the chasm and that we have chasms in our world today. And I listed salary discrepancies between white men, white women, down to indigenous women and talking about that's a chasm. It's a chasm that feels daunting.
Wow.
But as we said, chasms can be breached, but I guess that was
wow, and they hated him because he told the truth.
They hated him because he told the truth.
And you got chewed out for that. But
so what? How did that conversation go with this parishioner? Like,
did it get anywhere?
Were they just mad about the facts being presented?
Did they just want to let out their venom?
They wanted to let out their venom.
Got it.
Person did not ever return to. I was on internship at the time. Actually, I was not even a full call pastor. The person did not ever return to that congregation for which I feel some feelings about that point, but I think the sermon was still appropriate.
I absolutely would say that, They were probably looking for an excuse to leave.
Yeah.
If that was all it took. Yep. The gospel?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, the gospel and just, like, data. actual research.
Statistics.
This wasn't this wasn't something that you were like, let me make up something about this.
Yeah, he was filled with a lot of they and them language, and if they would do this or they would do that, and
you and your
that's
darn
just not
facts.
Hearing the truth. I know, I know.
Wow.
You know, reality gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
It sure can. Yeah. Wow. And this has lingered with you, as I imagine it would.
Yeah. I do carry it because there is a separation there.
I get it.
A whole family ended up leaving a congregation. And
there's a chasm.
It's not
there.
A light thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. Anybody else
thank
have any
you,
thoughts?
Thank you, Pastor Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. And we have been talking for 54 minutes now. Does anybody else have any thoughts?
Do you try and hit a certain amount of time?
45 minutes seems to be a healthy amount of time.
So we're 10 minutes over?
We're 10 minutes over, but that's okay. This is a fun extendo version.
This is get rid of everything I said. And
no.
Nothing gets edited.
No, we have
this
no.
We've been promised.
Yeah, our editing machine is broken, so everything has to
everything
stay
just
in.
Goes in.
It's in the shop.
That's what
it's
I tell my shop. Parishioners as well. Yeah. My editing machine is broken.
Your editing machine is between your ears, though.
There's a great cast.
There's a great cast.
Pastor Matt has edited out some things that I've said before.
I have, yeah. There have been a few that I'm like, that's going to be gone.
Pastor Matt, what are your feelings on censorship, then?
Censorship. It's great. Who's sponsoring it?
Pro Lazarus.
And we're pro censorship here at the 21 Chop House podcast.
2100, just to be.
What did I say? 21? Yeah, I took out a couple
There's
zeros.
There's 2,100 Chop Houses. Pastor Dana, do you have anything else you'd like to provide? You're looking at the text very
intently.
I
wanted to look at the text. I think what I didn't really know what to do with, which no one has mentioned either, is the rich man thinking about his family. After this too of like, oh, maybe this is my new, you know, after death reality, but go warn my family. Like is that it, like, okay, so are we supposed to believe that he's not a totally evil rich man, right?
I don't think so.
Who wants wants his family to be warned and to choose a different style, or are we supposed to see like, oh, you do have loyalties to someone. It's just
your own people.
Your own
but
people.
I think that's the accent.
Yeah,
it's your family.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that it's true that, you know, he's a family man, right? Mm-hmm. We could probably say that about him.
Yeah.
Right. He's kind
father, he's caring. A husband.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
Right.
You know, if you got to know
to
him.
Debate,
once
right?
you got to know him.
Yeah.
But once we really start to unpack, okay, well, is this care and justice for all truly?
Right. No.
Right.
Or is it just another self-serving sort of thing?
And just let my brothers know.
Yeah. Let them know so they can benefit from
it. Well, what about, does Lazarus have any family? Right? Does anyone else in the world should be made aware of this? You know?
Right. Yeah. It's very insular, his focus.
And it comes for us all, you know? And
it does, eventually.
The story is that it you know, it's a ping pong match that goes back and forth, right? Of us feeling bad about ourselves and saying, oh my gosh, how have I done this?
Then the world, then.
But then also invited into, you know, as Pastor Kyle, as so many other folks have said, as Pastor Dana said, well, we can do something about that.
Right.
Right? And so that's my ultimate hope for this is that it leads us and inspires us to say, not out of fear, not out of panic,
right?
But out of faith in who Jesus is, that right, Jesus cares about the poor, clearly.
Right. Yep.
How do I emulate that and imitate that and live into this God who cares about people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, I don't know if there's nothing else we should close this.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Do we want to close with a popcorn prayer?
I thought you were going to say a song.
Maybe we should lead it.
Let's put it to a vote.
Do you believe
in that? Oh, yes.
Oh, the one that came to mind for me. Yeah, sure. Was Johnny Cash in the Ring of Fire?
That's
I feel down.
It's funny because you guys don't have headphones in, so you can't hear. But we are definitely picking up whatever Johan Santana's song is playing in here.
Oh,
we are. Oye como va is absolutely because I can hear it in here,
in the headphones.
And I can't hear it from that speaker.
So
but I can hear
this
it
podcast is also sponsored by the
Johan Santana.
Is he alive?
Okay, let's do a popcorn prayer of one word each.
One word each.
So you start.
Dear.
Johan. I'm looking up Johan Santana right now. Sorry. Should we start up?
Let's give it another.
Let's give it another
gracious
shot.
Gracious.
Heavenly.
Merciful.
Spicy.
Chasm filling.
That's two words.
God.
Whom.
It was hyphenated.
Is. Always
there
for
all of
our ups and downs.
Tin Abbey.
Tin Abbey. Can we say amen?
Yes,
hey, Pastor Chris, would you like to join? Rat?
Do you want to pray?
We real can't quick, podcast because we need we beef jerky in the fridge.
You, you have know. No thoughts on Lazarus and the rich man?
All right. Thanks. We were.
Thanks.
Yeah, let's start over again.
B. Two.
Santana.
No.
God. And by the way, I was calling him Johan Santana, who is a pitcher. Carlos Santana. Sorry, Carlos Santana.
You know, listen to his music. Not much of a Johan.
No, apparently not. Carlos. And he is 78 years old, still alive.
That's for him. Ever heard. Santana, I believe, has a Gold Glove.
Yeah, for, and he pitched for the Twins, which is
sure
why.
Did. Really sure did. One of, the, one of the best Twins eras. Really hope this makes the podcast.
We are
going to
be more friends,
I'm telling you, our editing machine
You know
is
the
broken.
Twins? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well, thank you for helping us continue the conversation.
Yes.
And we would like to continue it with you, dear viewer. If you had any thoughts on any of this nonsense, if
like
you made it
subscribe.
This far.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Send us an email. Call us at the church.
I bet our moms will listen to it. Right?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sending this to my
I will
yeah,
be
send it to
for
moms.
The next one.
All moms will
absolutely.
Love this. Moms of
back,
all stars and stripes.
Listen on 2x speed. It's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
If you listen on this 2x speed.
You 0.75.
Might, yeah.
It's okay.
Oof. You might get to hear Johan Santana.
Yeah, that's right. Minnesota twin. Great. Yeah, so send in your thoughts on Lazarus and the Rich Man. And until next time, thank you for joining us, everybody. Bye-bye.
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 Bye, Dad.